Christians are showing love despite persecution in Iraq. An insider shares updates from the Central African Republic. And Bible translation in South Sudan needs your help. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The battle between the Kurds, Sunnis, and Shiite factions for control of Iraq continues. Sunni militants from the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, or ISIS, are making it difficult, especially for Christians. Middle East expert with E3 Partners Tom Doyle says Christians in Mosul are being terrorized with Sharia or Islamic law.
Women have to be veiled. Families are being told they have to convert to Islam or pay the jizya tax. You either convert or you're killed or you pay a tax.
But some Christians have been treated well. Doyle says they're wanted as human shields. This has created 1 million refugees. 1 in 5 Iraqis are now displaced. Doyle says Christians are actively sharing Christ's love and compassion.
We have seen at least 600 Sunni Muslims come to faith in Christ because of acts of kindness from believers as they prayed and as they have donated to help feed him and clothe him. It's paying off.
Your financial support through E3 links at our website are making a big difference. Next, violence continues daily between Muslims and Christians as the Central African Republic inches closer to genocide. Water for Good's Pharrell Ndengo, an in-country partner of Living Water International and Reach Beyond, shares an update from the front lines.
My generation, my children's generation, had never experienced a war like this. It is the time to be speaking about the gospel on a regular basis.
Reach Beyond and Water for Good share the hope of Jesus Christ daily through radio broadcasts.
We talk about the gospel, about God, and what His desires are for everyone.
There are tons of needs. Can you help with a few of them at our website? Prayer is the top priority, though.
Pray for peace in the country, for all of our workers and our country as a whole, and pray, number two, for reconciliation across the lines.
This is Mission Network News. How do you heal a war-torn country? Engaged couple Jonathan Blumberg of Mission Aviation Fellowship and Lisa Judson, formerly of Samaritan's Purse, established a discipleship training program in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo called M28. It's helping Christians see beyond the scars. Judson says,
once you realize that your primary identity is in Christ, that identity transcends tribe, it transcends culture. And I think that was a big kind of realization for a lot of our young people, seeing that, wow, you know, our relationship in Christ goes beyond nationality, it goes beyond our tribe.
After a short time, the Congolese are ready to take over. Blumberg says,
we trust God and we trust the leaders that we left the group with, and we really believe that it's mostly probably through these guys and girls that great things will happen over in Congo.
Meanwhile, Christians in North Korea are facing more challenges on top of persecution. According to Reuters, the country is facing the worst drought in over a decade. Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous missions, connected us to a ministry leader in North Korea for an insider's report on the daily challenges of sharing the love of Christ. One challenge is that kindness is a foreign concept for these severely neglected people. Pray North Koreans will run to Christ as they face possible increased hunger. And have you ever wondered if your gifts to a ministry actually make a difference? Wycliffe Bible Translators USA says they do, especially for the Murlay people of South Sudan. Intertribal conflict is an everyday reality for the Murlay. Many have lost Bibles as a result, but your gift to Wycliffe's summer campaign can help replace them. Find details and get connected at our website. Pray this people group finds peace that can only come from Christ. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know you're concerned about reaching Muslims for Christ. When you support Mission Network News with your best gift, I'll send you the new 2014 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide. It'll help you learn about and pray for Muslims during Ramadan, which begins this Saturday. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.